We have released the AFD and everything will become clear over the next few days, so everyone just keep calm and be joyous. We are putting pieces in place. Step 1, Step 2, Step 3. The coordinator introductory training will begin on December 7, Thursday, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Out of consideration for our EST listeners, we are going to keep these training sessions short. The WebEx link will be posted as soon as California has its setup complete. Contrary to rumors, these meetings are open to all current coordinators, both state and county, including those temporarily suspended, and open to anyone who is genuinely interested in perhaps becoming a coordinator. Also contrary to rumor, the participants do not have to be escorted by a marshal at arms or continental marshal. This is a public government and these are functions of our public government being discussed, so there are no security issues implied. Even though the counties and the states occupy different jurisdictions and hold different powers, the job of the coordinators, both state and county coordinators, are very similar, so it is appropriate for them to train together. We will comment whenever there is a significant difference, but most of the time, the work is the same. Recent concerns have been raised because county coordinators have been attending state coordinator calls. They have been attending because they don't yet have a separate county coordinator call of their own. For the reasons stated above, this is okay. County coordinators need to be aware that they are guests at the state coordinator calls and refrain from commenting and asking questions at these meetings so that the state coordinators can get their business done. If they have questions that are unanswered, they can always jot them down and send me, Terry, or their state coordinator an email after the meeting. There will eventually be more than 3,000 county coordinators and somewhere around 300 state coordinators, so it would be easy even in these early stages for county coordinators to overwhelm the state coordinator meetings otherwise. Plans are on the drawing board for a separate county coordinator meeting. Vetting is needed as part of due diligence when reviewing candidates for offices. This is a review of criminal records and conflicts of interest. This process is conducted by the Assembly Vetting Committee with help as needed from the Continental Marshals. This applies only to elections and should not be confused with the informal getting-to-know-you questions that come with becoming an Assembly member. As recently explained, we have both restorers and reformers coming into our assemblies, and these two groups are not compatible because they have different aims. Reformers are focused on making changes to what presently exists as government in this county, which is well and good. Restorers, however, are focused on restoring the American government to its full functionality, with checks and balances and unambiguous authorities intact. It is necessary when working with new people, especially to find out what they are interested in doing and point them in the right direction. American state nationals have a choice. They can join their state assembly and work to restore the American government, or they can adopt a dual political status and join one of the district assemblies and seek reform. It really comes down to what you feel called to do, work to reform what is, or work to restore what should be. Of course, in the end, restoring the American government works to reform the existing corporate government entities, as they are then forced to obey their contractual obligations and get back in their box. So both pathways lead to reform of the existing government. One does it from inside the box, and the other from outside the box. Direct reform via the district assemblies and such measures as people are already familiar with, petitions, political election campaigns, and lobbying, may be the fastest way to secure relief, but restoration of the American government will be more lasting. We can't make the choice for individual ASNs, but we can open up the discussion of what the choices are and make it easier for reformers to head on down the street to the appropriate district or municipal district assembly, instead of confusing issues and wasting our state assembly time. Our assemblies are restoring the American government. It's a huge job. We don't have time to waste memorizing federal code, getting embroiled in lawsuits, begging our employees to be nice, being concerned about their political elections, or all the multitude of things that can otherwise distract us from our goal. Getting the reformers on track and in the right district assembly is vital, as it saves the restorers from being delayed and hamstrung by people trying to work on a completely different agenda. Realizing that these reformers are not our enemies and are not infiltrators is the first step. Talking to them about their choices as ASNs, making them aware of the different assembles and different approaches to government reform is a second step. Separating them out of the state assembly using timeouts is sometimes a necessary third step. Reformers who don't get the message that, hey, this is not what we are doing here should be treated politely and given progressive timeouts when they try to commandeer attention away from the restoration effort that the state assembly is centered on. We cannot allow reformers to redirect our attention away from our real purpose as state assemblies, or waste our time and effort on reforming the existing foreign government. Those corporations in the District of Columbia are not our government, they are foreign subcontractors of our government. We realize that we are not part of the district corporations, are not their employees, officials, dependents, or shareholders thereof, and so, we are rightly intent on restoring our American government instead. Make no apology and keep the assembly on track.